Inspecting your cannabis plants when you're growing is highly important, and a lot of the time is maybe something that wouldn't pop to mind originally. Today, we're going to be chatting about a lot of the strategies that one would put in place when growing cannabis, specifically related to how to inspect your plants and what to look out for. I'm joined, as always, by Luke. Luke, welcome back. And we're going to jump right in with the early stages, which is the veg period. Luke, inspection, like I said, is highly important. You know, we're basically strategizing, and then we're the sort of main overlord of the grow, so we've got to be the eyes on the ground. What kinds of things are you looking out for in the vegetative period when you're busy with an inspection?
Yeah, so I like to first of all think of when are we inspecting, and the answer to that I think is always, you know, if you're going to go into your grow room and you're going to go and look at your plants, it's essential to look everywhere, right? To make sure that things are in tip-top shape and that you are on top of your game and that nothing is going wrong and that you are strategizing and making sure that you are putting methods and things in place to prevent, you know, the infiltration of unwanted things into your grow. And I suppose, you know, you would inspect sort of at the leaf and biomass area at the top, you know, where the sun is hitting and where your lights are hitting, underneath the leaves, along the stem of the plant themselves. And then also, which is very important, is to look in your medium, your growing medium. Inspection, you know, over there is I suppose one key thing as well. Keeping up with your sprays, prevention sprays, so biologicals, is very, very important, making sure that the biologicals of the plant around the biomass at top and in the medium is good, that your plant's drinking enough water is essential, and that you're feeding enough water, and then also that it's receiving its macros and micronutrients, you know. If the immune system of the plant is compromised, it allows for the infiltration of unwanted things a lot easier. So, you know, that's definitely something that you have to consider. But I think going with a strategy of weekly biological sprays and keeping up with a regimen that works for you, that is manageable for you, also allows for you know, you not to be stressed, so that you don't sort of relay those issues
onto the plant
into your growing space, right? And that can happen. It gets very easy to get demotivated when you do pick up an issue.
And it's very easy to also think that everything's going fine, and then you kind of start to lay back and lay back and lay back, and then all of a sudden you've got a major issue. So I think the key takeaway from this conversation that we're trying to have today is to say that, you know, growing is a daily task of inspecting, and it seems so minimal. Oh, I'm looking at my plant. I should be, you know, mixing nutrients or, you know, doing this, that, or the next thing. But inspection is the key to creating a winning strategy, and you're dealing with a living organism. So it's a constantly changing goalpost that you constantly need to be on top of. So a daily inspection is literally the key. So from a kind of inspection, if you're going to break down a weekly growth strategy, give me a little bit of a breakdown of, say, how someone should go about thinking about what kinds of nutrients do I need to use? What kinds of IPM do I need to use? What kinds of physical techniques do I need to use? And if, say, we're doing a 1 week period, how would you kind of break that down into words for someone who's asking a little bit about, okay, what do you mean strategy?
Well, I would say, okay, you know, you need to identify what kind of issues you might encroach on. So if it's going to be nutrient deficiency, or you see that happening, you need to adjust your feeding modules, right? So whatever nutrient you're importing into your watering through that, you need to go, okay, cool, maybe I need to add more grow. Or if you've got a potassium or a phosphorus deficiency coming on, oh, that would mean more bloom nutrients, you know, to put it in more of a simple terms there. When it comes to pests and mold, it would be like, okay, cool, I've got to make sure that my synergistic and microbial activity is on point. So I'm going to be introducing that into a spray. Let's say you do that the day after your watering. Right, a couple of days later, you're going to be pet spraying for your pests, and that you can make use of various products. And the organics is lovely because you're not causing detrimental systemic changes within the plant, and you're preventing and not wanting those unwanted pests to encroach on it. So having that in a bi-weekly strategy. So from feedings, making sure that you're staying on top of those, through to synergistic and microbial activities and staying on top of that, and then following up with insect control on top of that. I suppose implementing those three things into a weekly strategy and making sure you're staying on top of that is a key thing. And then obviously in your parameters, if it's outside, it's, we can't exert much control there. But if it's in an indoor environment, the more control you can exert there, the better. But in dealing with a normal tent where you don't have air conditioners and dehumidifiers and stuff like that, it's not always a luxury that growers have. Staying on top of these strategies, weekly strategies, will help.
Yeah, and I suppose then also, like not just with relation to spraying or nutrition, you could also have a look at, okay, say I don't have access to an air conditioner or a dehumidifier, there are some physical kinds of techniques or strategies you could put into play. Maybe more defoliation, more lollipopping, low stress training on the plant to strengthen it, and then increasing airflow. So, having a plan going in is important. And that's why a lot of people will date things, okay, cool, I planted on this date, I went into veg on this date, I'm planning to flip on that date, because then you can on a calendar say, okay, cool, on Monday the 23rd, or what's today, Thursday the 23rd of the month, I'm going to be doing this specific task. So then everything's laid out before, and your inspections can adjust your strategy. But having a strategy does really help, especially if you're going to start trying to grow slightly more than like one or two plots, when you're dealing with a lot more leaf matter, a lot more can go wrong, and it can go wrong quite quickly. So you're really wanting to, and I mean, outdoors, you might be getting something, but you might also have beneficials in your garden, or, a really good environment, or you might have a powdery mildew appearing maybe on different crops in your garden. And that's why just inspecting the environment. Indoors, you'd be inspecting all your equipment. Is it running smooth? But outdoor, you'd be running, as well as the plants and everything we've discussed. But outdoor, you're inspecting your micro environment as well that you have. Maybe you've got tomato plants close by to your cannabis, and the tomato is a haven for spider mites. So you might have a spider mite little farm going on another plant, and you're only inspecting your weed. And then at the end of the day, you miss out on something vital. So the walk through the garden helps adjust the month strategy, and then put everything down onto paper so that you can better grow through, or stand a better chance of making it through a period without any sort of detrimental issues.
Yeah, and I think having a strategy, a weekly strategy that you're following, helps it make it more manageable. You know the tasks that you've got to do going in. What's coming. You know what's ahead. So you're always pre-planning, and that just it makes it more manageable and easier for you at the end of the day.
Yeah, because I mean, we're all busy, so yeah, exactly. And it's a lot of hard work growing good wheat. And I suppose moving a bit forward, if we were to look at the flowering stage, in the veg stage, Luke mentioned a lot of the things that we might be looking out for. And in the flowering stage, you do start to adjust everything, as everyone knows. Firstly, your light cycle starts to change, so maybe you can't work so late or so early anymore. Then also the kinds of things you start to look out for are different. You're not getting so much leaf growth anymore, and you probably will get some yellowing on some of the leaves. So you're starting to sort of inspect the bud more so than the leaf itself as an indicator. Still looking for pests, physical bud, looking at the bud close, maybe using your camera phone to zoom in a little bit to look a little bit closer. Maybe opening up the bud at some sites a little bit just to eye inside to see if anything's going on the inside. because you get all sorts of caterpillars and molds that develop inside the flower. I, for an example, have been doing quite regular inspections on some of the outdoor plants, and I have a couple different outdoor plants, all different strains, and everything was fine except for the one, which was a strawberry cough, which seemed to have attracted a load of caterpillars. And it's pretty bad. So I maybe wasn't inspecting that much. I was batch inspecting and not inspecting every single one. And a different strain attracted a different pest, which has now negatively affected that specific plot, you know? So the flowering strategy, I think, is heavily based on, okay, cool, I've made it through to this period. We hope that you strategized well in your veg period and you did your defoliations and those sorts of techniques. But in your flowering strategy, you're now wanting to, if possible, adjust your humidity downwards, you know, increase your light intensity if you are indoors. Outdoors, that's all going to happen naturally for you. You know, the radiation from the sun is going to change and sort of push more of a beautiful flower. And then you're also going to want to strategize related to your nutrients quite heavily. A lot of the time I found, you know, a lot of the craft substrates and stuff like that are very manageable through the veg period. But when you get to the flowering period and the plant starts to become incredibly hungry, you all of a sudden do need to start cranking the feed a little bit, and it can yield incredible results, you know? So strategy wise, I would still keep up with some kind of IPM, more along the lines of the biologicals and less along the lines of sort of any maybe oil extracted based, even if it's organic nutrients. You know, you can't do a lot of heavy spraying, but you can still use some biologicals into the mid flower period. You want to look at the intensities of your feed. You know, your plant is going to start drinking more water, so you do want to feed more regularly and increase the phosphorus and potassium so that you can really get the most out of your buds. And then finally, you're going to want to investigate your airflow and your humidities as much as possible. Outside, it's obviously more in the elements, but you know, regular inspections on the plant, on the leaves, on the stem, and in the buds is going to be important, because if you are starting to get, especially if the buds get really big, you do start to stand high risk of bud rot or caterpillars inside the bud. And that can also in the long run negatively affect the grow. So guys, I mean, it's a, you know, very much about strategy and trying to kind of develop a calendar. We haven't gone too much into products today because it's you know, we have done a lot of our other content more sort of directly related to what products to use for what instance. This was just more of a sort of thought-provoking discussion related to strategy and how, you know, improving as a grower does come down to planning and sticking to a plan. And, you know, sometimes we're calling sometimes it's the pot calling the kettle black, because sometimes it's impossible to, you know, and you do end up missing out on a week or something like that. But if you've had a solid strategy and you're putting it into play, it does, you know, a mistake here and there isn't going to be the end. Whereas if your plant's already weak, it might be the sort of last nail in the coffin. But Luke, in closing, do you have any sort of thoughts or that you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, just touching on the end of what you said there, you know, once all of those parameters are, especially on indoor, if you can control them as much as possible, stay on top of your spraying, stay on top of your defoliations as well. You know, day 21 of flower, do a little bit of big fan leaf defoliation and lollipopping. Day 42, follow that up with a big defoliation. You know, that you're just setting yourself up to make it a little bit easier and to not allow those things to creep in and contaminate your crops. So yeah, it's great to have a discussion like this. And as you said, you know, we don't sometimes always stick to the strategy. It's sometimes impossible. But as long as you've got those methods in place and you stick to them as much as you can, you're setting yourself up for success or more success at the end of the day.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than getting disappointed and then falling out of it, guys. So put a little bit of planning in beforehand. Maybe if you guys have some some interesting strategies that you may put into play, let us know down in the comments below. We will be creating a lot more content related to some products as well, you know, specific products for specific instances. Maybe eventually bring up a presentation of a nice sort of comprehensive strategy that might take a bit of design work. But guys, as always, thanks for making it to the end of the episode. Thanks to Luke for sharing his knowledge with us. And as always, remember to like and subscribe, hit that bell. And till next time, guys, peace.